Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining us now from Student of the Gun. com is the Professor Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Every now and again, I'll be sitting here, and my cameras will go off, and I'll see this guy in an Amazon Flex vest rolling up there and throwing a flat package on there. And this will be another book that Paul has sent my way, and he sent me another one here. And this is really one, since I'm not... I don't even own one of these weapons right now. I have in the past. I probably will again at some point later on, but I don't know. But you sent me a colleague's book, A Pipefitter's Guide to the Shotgun Militia.
Yes, sir. That is the, well, it's the newest book from our friend Nicholas Orr.
Right.
And you and I had previously discussed, or we had talked about, shotguns, and you had said, you're like, well, I was looking around and you know, I have these different ones and this and that, and I thought, well, you know, who better to share this information with than my buddy Bill Frady? And what this book should do is it should give you a lot to think about when it comes to deciding where you want to put your money in regards to the a 12 gauge shotgun or a defensive shotgun in the future.
Now, let's start with the very basics. Do you prefer pump to auto, semi-auto?
Well, you know, that's kind of a loaded question, haha. Really beat a pump action or slide action 12-gauge shotgun.
Right.
Because they're not finicky eaters. You don't have to worry about, well, you know, is it gonna like high brass, low brass, you know, what have you. And that's the beauty of it, is because quite frankly, you know, when it comes to a defensive tool, reliability is the king. And of course it's utilitarian because you can shoot birdshot or you can shoot buckshot or you can shoot slugs or what have you, which is great, but that's also, where a lot of people, they get confused because there's so many options. Now going to a pump shot or an auto shotgun, there's so many autos out there, shall we say iffy?
Iffy.
Iffy. We've had numerous shotguns come in from seas in the last 5 to 10 years, and some of them are really good, and some of them are not quite so good. And some of them are, you know, they're like, well, just as long as you run high brass in it, you know, it'll run great. And that's when people say, yeah, but... Yeah, that's a $150 a shot. I don't know if I want to practice with buckshot or slugs continuously. So there are a couple of guns that straight out of the box, good to go, and that's the Benelli. You know, the Benelli with auto, whether it's the M4 or the Super Black Eagle 3 or what have you. And then Beretta's got it dialed in, too, with their 1301 auto shotguns.
Right.
They'll run everything from field loads up to buckshot to, you know, whatever you want to put in them. However, they're not free. Giving those things away.
Right.
So, I guess part of the question is how much you want to spend. You know, if your shotgun budget is $300, you're not getting a Benelli. Or at least you're not getting a Benelli auto.
Right. So with you defer to pump.
Yeah, that is a good foundation. That's, you know, we've discussed this previously, and I think every American should have a solid, reliable pump action shotgun.
Right.
And quite frankly, given the state of Remington these days, I've got a lot of experience with Remingtons, having been a cop. And, well, actually, when I was a Marine and I was stationed on board the USS Forrestal as part of the Marine detachment, that during that time, the Marine Corps was using 870s. I was in during a bunch of transitions. Bill, I started out carrying a 1911 A1.
Right.
And then we transitioned to the M9s. And we also started out with Remington 870s, Vietnam era 870s, and we transitioned to the 590 A1 while I was in. So I got to carry all of those and train with all of those guns.
Right.
If
I was going to be buying a pump shotgun today, I kind of think probably the best bang for the buck that you can find out there today that's still being made. Do they still make the 870?
Oh, yeah, they still make them. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I do want to set you back probably, I've priced them lately, $600-$700.
Right.
But if you can find, and I think I know where you're going, the police trade-in models.
Well, I wasn't thinking about the police trade-in models. I was thinking more about the Mossberg 590. Isn't that the Marine shotgun today?
Yes, the 590 A1 is the Marine Corps shotgun.
Yeah,
it's you know, people are like, oh, blah blah blah. It's like, dude, you know, Marine Corps not adopt things that are fragile. And believe you me, they put it through very unlike the Army, where the Army buys new stuff because the generals get taken to steak dinners and, you know, get 18-year-old single malt scotch and stuff like that.
Mm.
The Marine Corps, they get stuff and they just break it. Be able to see if they can break it. So yeah, the 590 A1 is infinitely reliable, rugged shotgun.
And compared to, say, if we're comparing it to the 870, how would it stack up to the 870?
Well, the 870 is a good gun. The controls on both of the guns they're similar, but they're different. You know, like the slide releases are in different places, and the manual safeties are configured differently. You know, one of the things that Mossberg did a long, long time ago is they their 500 series put a tang mounted safety to make it universally ambidextrous.
Right.
So it works perfectly well for lefties or righties. Whereas the 871, the 870 is basically designed for a right hander, because of the way the safety is. You know, 870s are good guns. They're rugged. Remington's been, well, you know, since the fire sale, they've been kind of in a tailspin.
Right.
And I don't even know what's going on at Remington right now. But although I do know this, did you see that the New York newspapers were bemoaning the fact that a 200-plus-year-old firearms company is leaving New York?
Yeah.
No kidding. I wonder why they would do that.
I don't know. I mean, any of these gun companies, there's some companies that make like accessories for guns that can function just as good as anybody, any other business can. But New York is getting to be such a anti-business environment that it's not about just guns anymore.
No, it's the state's run by criminals, and you know, it's basically California light. And I can't even imagine somebody deliberately. I can't imagine how someone's running a business and would stay in New York.
Right.
And they're certainly not going to, you know, there's no business on planet Earth that says, you know where we should move? Let's move to New York. Let's open a factory in New York. Yeah, that's what we want to do. No. So, yeah, if you're leaning towards a pump action, the answer is you can't go wrong with a Mossberg.
Hang on for me, if you will. We've gotten that part out of the way. We're talking about the Shotgun Militia, and we're talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. This is Lock and Load. ¶¶
such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome back. I got a copy of a book from our friend Paul Markle called The Pipe Hitter's Guide to the Shotgun Militia by Nicholas Orr, talking about shotguns and everything. Now, you tell me what you think the role of the shotgun is in for the modern Minuteman, because I know you're into that. I'm into the modern Minuteman concept. You are as well. Tell me what you think about where the shotgun lays.
Well, you know, let's talk about, you know, how did Orr come up with the name for this book?
Ah,
you know,
okay.
What the heck is, you know, what the heck is a shotgun militia?
Yeah.
And actually, in his book, A couple of years ago, he wrote a book called The Pipe Hitter's Guide to the Citizens Irregular or the Civilian Irregular Defense Corps, the CIDC. And in there, he wrote a chapter called The Shotgun Militia. And essentially, you know, what we've witnessed, and when I say we, it's the grand we, like the United States, the people of the United States, is during these emergencies, civil emergencies, disasters such as Katrina or, you know, fill in the blank, that what a lot of well-meaning citizens will do is, you know, they'll rally together. They'll show up. And if you, and you know, one of the things that Orr points out in the book, he says, if you're the veteran in your neighborhood, or whether you're an Army veteran, Marine Corps veteran, or whatever, or maybe you're a retired police officer, retired sheriff's deputy, or whatever. So something happens. You know, there's a civil emergency, and you just became the de facto leader. You know, you didn't advertise it, didn't expect it, but your neighbors, none of whom were in the, you know, law enforcement or the military, they show up on your front door and they're like, hey, man, what are we going to do? What do we need to do? Well, chances are a lot of those people are going to show up with a shotgun in their hands. You know, the military veterans in the audience, especially the GWAT veterans, you know, that you might be thinking, you know, they might be thinking, well, if you're going to truly do civil defense or neighborhood defense, you need a rifle. Okay, that's great, but in the middle of a crisis, we can't send our neighbors, we can't give them a note and send them gun shopping.
Right.
We got to work with what we got, man. You know, you got to work with what you got. And if your well-meaning neighbors show up a variety of different shotguns in their hands, and, you know, something that Orr points out, I think is in the very first chapter. Yeah, in the very first chapter is the sheer volume of shotguns in the hands of Americans. You know, between the Remington 870 and the Mossberg 500s, there's over 22 million of those units in circulation. And, you know, and that doesn't even count the, you know, the Berettas and the Benellis and the Harrington and Richardsons. And, the, you know, when you were growing up, did you have in your house a single shot shotgun?
Yes, 410.
Was it a New England Firearms or a Harrington Richardson, an H&R?
I was a very, my dad taught me how to
bring. You were young.
I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah.
Might have been Firearms, though, as I recall.
Yeah, when I was a kid, well, New England and Harrington Richardson, they like became the same company several years ago. But yeah, when I was a kid, the first shotgun we had on our farm was a 20-gauge single shot. And that was extremely common. It's not so common anymore because it's so inexpensive to produce slide action shotguns now, that, you know, people aren't really gravitating towards the single action, but or the single shots. But think about it, man. For 40, 50, 60 years, the single barrel shotgun was the staple of, you know, it was the starter gun. It was the entry gun. It was the inexpensive gun that everybody could afford.
Right.
And so I can't even imagine how many millions of those there are in circulation. So you might have guys showing up. I mean, you might have four of your neighbors show up, and, you know, two of them have regular pump guns. One of them has a single-barreled 12-gauge, and another guy has this four-foot-long duck gun, you know, their goose gun or whatever. So what do? You know, how do you work with these guys? You can't tell them, oh, those are crap. Go home and come back with an AR. Well, we got what we got. So how do we make it work? And that's what, you know, that's the purpose of this is how do we work with what we've got? You know, the book is, it talks about how do you train people with pump action shotguns? How do you train people with auto shotguns? And if you get into, let me see, which chapter is it? Chapter 5 on training, like how do you train people who might show up with single barrel shotguns, you know, and can we work with that guy? And is that a tool we can work with? So, you know, in the United States, you know, I know there's a lot of shotguns in the world, you know, it's a pretty common gun worldwide. However, you know, even in countries where they're, quote, allowed to own shotguns, they sure as heck are not allowed to store them next to their bed, loaded and ready to repel invaders.
Right.
You know, look at England. You know, British people are allowed to own either single or double-barreled shotguns.
Right.
But they've got to be locked up. You know, they have to be mandatorily locked up in a safe. The ammunition has to be locked up in a different safe. And in England, if somebody breaks, you know, you wake up at 2 a.m. because your door has been smashed down by one of these wonderful migrants who's living in your country now. If you shoot them with your shotgun,
big trouble.
You're the one who goes to prison.
Yep.
That's how upside down the world is. So when it comes to fighting with a shotgun, America is pretty much it.
Yeah.
America is it. We are the people that know how to use shotguns to fight as power tools.
If in one of those civic or civil instances, if somebody showed up with me or to me with a single barreled shotgun, my only question to them would be, do you have ammo for it and do you know how to operate it? And if they don't know how to operate it, I guess I could try to teach them how to do it. Because from what I see with people with single shot anythings, you can get pretty quick with that, can't you? As far as firing, reloading.
Yeah, if you stage your, you know, if you have the ammo stage so you can get to it.
Right.
And, you know, so I remember being a kid and it was a cool thing if you only had a single shot to get one of the shotgun cuffs, you know, the buttstock cuffs.
Yeah.
Where you could load either five or six spare shells and you'd hold your spare ammo right there in the buttstock. And heck, I remember when, do you remember when they used to make them out of leather?
Yes. Well, when they would actually hold the ammo. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Hang on for me, if you will. We're looking at the book. Paul Markle from Student of the Gun and I are looking at A Pipe Hitter's Guide to the Shotgun Militia by Nicholas Orr. The lessons you can take from this, looking at this in the event of, because like Paul says, if something bad happens and we have to handle things ourselves, when people show up, they're going to show up with what they got. We better be able to deal with what they got. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centers on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. Authorities are reporting that the individual accused in the killing of a University of Georgia student is an illegal immigrant with a prior criminal record. Jose Abaro was apprehended in connection with the homicide of 22-year-old Lakin Riley, whose remains were found last week in a wooded area near the university. A significant weather system is moving across the United States. Snowfall expected in the Mountain West, while the plains face the risk of fires. Additionally, the Midwest may experience thunderstorms. This marks the onset of the first of two storm systems expected to affect the country in the coming week. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. Talking to Paul Marco, we are talking about the Shotgun Militia. The book is A Pipe Hitter's Guide to the Shotgun Militia. We were just talking about how you better be able to deal with whatever somebody might show up with if something happens here and you actually have to put something together. Please continue, sir.
No, one of the things that that Orr goes into in the book is, I mean, he talks about all the different things that are available, you know, the auto shotguns and the pump guns and the single shots and so forth. And when it comes to ammunition, you know, one of the types of ammunition, 12-gauge ammunition, that's become really popular over the last 10 to 15 years are these mini shells. Are you familiar with the mini shells?
Yeah, little shorties, yeah.
Yeah, the hater tots, you know, the mini shells.
The hater tots.
And what Mossberg did, Mossberg, see, this is where Remington is just kind of existing and Mossberg is moving forward. You can't run the hater tots in an 870 because the way the shell elevator is, what will happen if you try, you can load them into the magazine tube, but as you're cycling, what will happen is that the hater tots, the shorties will go nose up and they won't feed properly. You might get one to feed and then you won't get two to feed but it's not at all reliable. And there is a company in Texas called Opsol Operation Solutions. They make a little rubber adapter that you can put into your 500 or your 590 Mossberg so that when you cycle it reliably with the little hater tots.
Right.
But being the smart people that they are, Mossberg said, well, if Americans want this and they're buying these adapters to convert our guns to run these little, you know, these little mini shells, why don't we just adapt a gun to do that? And that's exactly what they did. So now if you look in the Mossberg catalog, they have the 590S, And if it's marked 590S, that means it has a reconfigured or a redesigned shell elevator, and it allows you to run and reliably cycle the little short ones and the standard 2¾ and 3-inch shells,
right,
all in your Mossberg 590. So, smart thing. And of course, you know, when you use these mini shells, you increase the capacity of the gun dramatically.
Well, with the mini shells, do they, do they diminish as far as in, I guess, what they deliver when they hit you?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. So they make birdshot, obviously, for practice or utility use, and then they have buckshot. You know, Federal makes a buckshot load where they load 6 double-aught buck into the shell instead of 8 or 9, which, you know, that's nothing to sneeze at. It's still, you know, 6.33 caliber pellets.
Yep.
And then they also make slugs, and they the Avila ammo.
Yes.
The Mexican, they're the ones who started this. It's funny because the Mexican ammo company, Avila, they're the ones who started the whole shorty shell. And unfortunately for them, well, it was so popular that they couldn't keep up with demand. That's why Federal jumped into the game. But the Avila slug, 385 grains. So it's like 8 ounces.
Right.
But it exits the muzzle at 1,300 feet per second. And let me tell you what, brother, you do not want to encounter a 3/4 ounce slug going 1,300 feet per second.
I would imagine not.
It's going to ruin your day. It's going to ruin your day. So people are like, oh, well, they're, you can't fight with those things because they're so small. Like, dude, you know, That right there overshadows the venerated 44 Magnum, you know. So, you know what Federal did? They designed this thing called a split shot.
Right.
So they take their double out buck and they score it in the factory as it's being manufactured. So when it flies, it's flying out of the gun as a single piece. But then when it strikes, you know, and it meets resistance, it breaks from one into two even projectiles. So in their mini shells, you get 6 of these jokers. They fly as one piece, but then when they strike, they break up and create 12 wound channels, 12 separate wound channels.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would sting. Yeah, that would sting a bit.
Yeah, that'll ruin your day.
Yeah. So.
They're serious, and you know, obviously, Federal is a reliable company.
Sure. So let's see. We got a few minutes left in this one. So as far as the role, would we assign a role to somebody coming to us in a civilian event where we're trying to bring people on point? Where would we deploy these shotgun people to where they would be most effective?
Yeah, that's a great question. And most likely it's going to be, well, I mean, it could be in any of the roles. You know, in the CIDC, or talks about, you know, the role of a civilian defense force, and that could be checkpoints.
Right.
You know, restricting access to the neighborhood. You know, if you live in a gated community or a cul-de-sac community or whatever, and there's a crisis, you don't want just any Tom, Dick, or Harry showing up. You're going to have to restrict access to your neighborhood. You're like, hey, you don't live here. You don't come in. That's the end of that story. And so how do you do that? Well, you put human beings out with guns out there to stop people from coming in the neighborhood. You also, you know, foot patrols. You know, how do you keep bad guys honest? You keep them honest by keeping them on their toes. And, you know, let's face facts. There's a large percentage of our population that doesn't care about prepping or storing food or storing water or whatever. They don't care about that because their intention is to just steal it from you. And unless you stop them, that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to take all your hard-earned food and gasoline and so forth and fuel, and they're going to steal it. So who makes them not steal it? Well, people walking around with guns make them not steal it.
Right.
And it, you might have to, put a, two, three, four guys on a foot patrol in your, the general area of your neighborhood to make sure that people aren't coming in at night and stealing your fuel and your batteries and your, fill in the blank. The shotgun, when loaded correctly, it's a sledgehammer. It's a ballistic sledgehammer. And you just got to get people. The biggest stumbling block with people who, quote, own shotguns but don't really shoot them is most of what they've shot has been lightweight trap, trap or field loads or whatever. You got to get these people leaning into the guns, and you got to get them used to shooting the good stuff, the heavy stuff. Because, it's not going to break your shoulder, but if you're a grown man, you need to lean into that thing and learn to deal with the recoil.
Yeah, I bought a Remington 870 one time that had sat in, I'll have to tell you this story in the next segment because we're going to run out of time before I get to. Let's just say this. I bought a Remington 870 that had been a police Remington 870. It was so old, it had a wooden stock, and the wood had the clamp imprint ground into it. That's how old it was. But I did restore that. Paul Markle, Paul runs something called Student of the Gun. And Student of the Gun is a lot of different things. It's a method of training. It's classes. It's a trauma kit. It's books. It's all these, and plus all kinds of media, audio and video, all available, all beginning at studentofthegun.com. So that's where you have to go. That's where you need to go if you're looking for this kind of stuff. And you probably see this as well, A Pipe Hitter's Guide to the Shotgun Militia, because Paul sells a lot of books. He got a lot of books to sell. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last time on the firing line, talking to Paul Markle, we're talking about the Shotgun Militia, the Pipe Hitter's Guide to the Shotgun Militia by Nicholas Orr, a book he sent me to peruse. And the shotgun I had that I was telling you about, I put a new stock on it, and I put new furniture on it. And I discovered one thing, that because they really wanted to refurbish it. So the guide rods for the pump, they replaced those, the thing would not function at all. They put the old ones back on, it functioned like a champ.
Yeah, that's the thing with slide action guns is the more you shoot them, the better they feel. They're like Glocks. They're like Glock triggers. The more you shoot it, the better it feels. These guns, I mean, the time when a master gunsmith is sitting at a bench and hand fitting and polishing all the pieces and putting them together and taking a jeweler's cloth and polishing the rails and stuff. No, that's not what this is. You know, the 870s, the 590s, whatever, they're assembled from parts. There's a whole bunch of parts on a table, and a guy sits there and he grabs the parts, he puts them together, zoom, 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 and he ships it on down the line. And so obviously they're not, you know, those parts aren't meshing together as a unit yet. You know, I've got a 90 that I've had for, holy cow, at least over 20 years. And the action is smooth as butter. I mean, it just, and I wouldn't want to change the action bars in that, because right now, I mean, it's flowing. It's all the pieces work together exactly how they're supposed to. And that's a great thing about buying a quality item like a Remington or Mossberg or whatever. You'll be able to hand that thing down to your grandkids, you know, and they'll be able to use it.
And when you said quality just now, one thing that popped in my head, you can spend less money on a very high quality pump, and for the same money, you can buy a very low quality semi-automatic. So you probably want to go with a high quality pump.
Yeah. You know, if you've only got a few $100, and the good news about the police shotguns, if you can find them anymore, because they've kind of, the trade-in guns have kind of gone away. But if you can find them, the truth is those guns spent the majority of their lives just, they look rough because they were riding around in cruisers and in racks or in trunks or whatever. And they would get shot maybe, you know, 100 rounds a year through them, you know, that they pull them out and they take them to the range, you know, once a year, or once every 6 months. And, but they didn't get shot a lot.
Right.
If you get a police trade in, most of them are just barely broken in. Yeah, they might look rough because, like I said, they've been sitting in a rack or in a trunk for a long time, exposed to the humidity or whatever. But internally, yeah, I bought one years ago. I bought it just like you. It was a Remington police what they, I can't remember what they called it, like a, they call it the cruiser model or the duty model or something, but it had a wood, had a wooden fore end, it had a wooden stock, and, I sent it off to Wilson Combat, and they did this thing that they called the Remington Steel upgrade. You sent them a trade-in gun. They replaced the fore-end. They replaced the stock. They replaced the follower and the magazine tube, the springs, and they put a really nice aftermarket finish on it. And it's great now. It's fantastic. It's like a brand-new gun.
Mine, this is back when the one I had, that was when Boyd Gun Stocks was a sponsor of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And the stock they sent me was a really nice stock, but it was in baby blue. So that gun is gone. That gun is gone. After my time with Boyd's went away, that gun is gone. So, but beyond that, you know, the gun itself, after I got it, it shot really well.
Mm-hmm.
Shot really well. And as a matter of fact, the guy who bought it came to me right at the very beginning of the COVID thing when you couldn't find a gun anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted a shotgun. I was like, you need to buy like a Glock 19 or something that everybody in the, you know, you and your wife could shoot. He's like, nah, we want a shotgun. So I was like, okay.
Well, that's great as long as you're going to practice with it. That's the sad thing, and that's something that Orr talks about in the book a lot. Is these people that went out, and I know a lot of them, especially during the COVID thing, it was the COVID thing combined with the BLM burning our country down.
Right.
And the Antifa's burning our country down. They went to gun shops and bought pump action shotguns and bought a couple of boxes of double out buck. They took them home, they loaded them, they staged them in their closet. They never shot them. You know, because, and I actually had one guy who was an acquaintance. I wouldn't call him a friend. He's a person I met. And we were talking about it. I said, well, you know, I asked him about shooting it. And he's like, he goes, no, I didn't shoot it. And he goes, I'm not stupid. It's a shotgun. I know, how hard can it be? And I'm like, I don't know. Panic level when crackheads just smashed in your front door. You know, it's still a machine. You still got to figure it out. And that, you know, the idea. And the other one. This is a one that just keeps going around. Well, get a shotgun because you can't miss.
Yeah.
Like what do you think is coming out of the muzzle? You think that there's like 187 pieces of double out buck coming out of the muzzle
with the homing system?
Yeah, it's like. And that's something that I really appreciate that Orr goes into in the book is if you're using double out buck or slugs, but if you're using double out buck, you need to get that thing out, and, you know, to the range with some cardboard, and you need to pattern that thing and really get an understanding of how big the pattern is going to be. Because people have this weird illusion that they can just lean out of their bedroom door, point it down the hallway where the boogeyman is, and just let one rip. And it's going to fill the hallway, you know, like a swarm of bees. And that's not the case. I mean, you can miss with shotguns.
Sure.
You know, ask anybody who competes with a shotgun. You can miss. So we need a reality check when it comes to how many pieces of shot are coming out of that thing and how big is the spread. And the truth is, the closer the person is to you, the smaller the spread's going to be. You know? Yeah, these are all things that we need to consider. You know, a shotgun is a fantastic tool in the hands of a trained person.
Right.
But it's not a magic wand. You can't just wave it around and expect all of your troubles to go away, you know.
My favorite thing though is that there's still a lot of people out there that believe that if you rack the shotgun, everybody's just going to hear that and run away.
Oh, dear God in heaven. I want to climb a clock tower when I hear people saying that kind of stuff. It's like, first of all, you think that a cracked out lunatic or and his buddies who smash in your door at 3 a.m., you think they know you think they're sportsmen? They're hunting. You think they know what the sound of a shotgun racking is? And you think in the midst of kicking in your door and knocking over your furniture and all that, they're going to hear you in your bedroom racking the gun? Come on. That kind of nonsense is just, you know, when stuff comes out of people's mouths like that, you're like, you want to slap them. Like, step back, I'm going to slap you, and let's come back to reality for a second.
Yeah.
Because that's nonsense. Or I'll just point it at them. Because let me tell you how criminals work. Criminals have had, a career criminal, the guy who's smashing in your door at 3 a.m., he's had guns pointed at him before. Lots of times. And he's still here. And he's not afraid to have a gun pointed at him. He's probably had police guns pointed at him innumerable times. He's been in and out of jail innumerable times. He's pointed guns at people a lot. And just the fact that you're shaking like a leaf at the end of the hallway pointing a gun at him is not going to impress him.
Right. I'm sure.
You got to have courage. Yeah, you got to be ready to rock and roll. And you got to know that your skill level is there and that your confidence level is there. And you need to have the, you know, be resolute and understand, like, hey, this isn't something to bluff people with. And if I have this in my hand, I might actually have to drop the hammer on a turd. And if I have to, like, you know, if you do it right, shotgun's a sledgehammer.
Yep.
It's a close-quarter ballistic sledgehammer.
We've run out of time. Check out Paul at studentofthegun.com. The book is A Pipe Hitter's Guide to the Shotgun Militia. Like, if you're like me, you probably need to read it because shotguns are not something that are part of my current inventory, although they could be. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Make sure everybody knows they can go to Amazon, paperback, or they can get a Kindle right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Get the book right now. Back again.
You can get the book.
Yes, sir. Back again in about 21 hours. It has never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.